the scripture says, whosoever, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, it's wide open. Whosoever believeth in me will not perish, but have everlasting life.
Scripture says all have sinned, but Pastor Brett Metter reassures in Christ their certainty of salvation.
Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. When you accept Christ, he takes away our sin and our shame and makes us clean and brand new. This is what Jesus does.
The fact that we worship a living Jesus, a risen Jesus, we can rest in his divine authority that death has been defeated and the price of our salvation has been paid. And so coming up in today's Word, Pastor Brett Metter says the only thing left for us to do to be saved is to confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart all that he has done for us. And I want to welcome you to today's Word in this special broadcast. Our teacher, Brett Metter, is with me now. Pastor Brett, the last few days here on Today's Word, we've been listening to highlights from the PDX Crusade in Portland, Oregon that took place August 2nd and 3rd of 2025. How has this event changed your outlook on the city of Portland and future ministry that you feel called to do through Athey Creek Church?
I believe it's emboldened us. You know, we saw what happens when you just boldly declare the gospel, and we saw how that really affected our city. We feel like we were able to make a little dent, but I think it fuels the hunger to even give the scriptures out with even more fervor. You know, the Bible says, Proverbs talks about how the wicked flee when no one's chasing them, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. And I think that for myself personally, but also I'm hearing from our congregation, just an emboldening to not be afraid, even in a city like Portland that kind of tells Christians, hey, be quiet. We don't want to hear from you. You know, do your thing, but leave us out of it. I think we're realizing, no, I think people are starving for the light of Christ. They're hungry for the truth. And we just need to be bold. And I think that that's one of the great fruits of this, is just seeing how moving forward, we just want to let our light shine all that much more.
Yeah, that's really great to hear, Brett. Well, now let's listen to Pastor Brett's message sharing the I Am statements of Jesus from the final night of the PDX Crusade at the Moda Center in Portland, Oregon. Here again is Pastor Brett Metter.
Jesus declared in John 11:25, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? This was Jesus asking Mary and Martha, do you believe in this life after death? And if you remember the story, then Jesus went and raised Lazarus from the dead, which is proof positive. Jesus has power over life and death. The Bible says you and I as people, we were born in sin and spiritually dead. But when you accept Jesus Christ, Jesus called it being born again. You can be born again. Born anew, your spiritual side is resurrected when you become a Christian, when you accept Christ. Jesus declared in John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. This is a 3-for-1. Jesus says, I am the way. I am the way. The way to what? The way to heaven. The way to know God and to understand the Father in heaven. Jesus said, I am the way. He also said not only that he's the way, number one, but he also declared himself to be the truth. I am the way, I am the truth. Acts chapter 4 says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. It says in the Bible, John chapter 8, verse 31, if you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth. And guess what? He says the truth will set you free. Jesus wants you to be free. And Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. In fact, there, when Jesus was talking about life, he said this in John chapter 10, verse 10. He said, I am come that they might have life, and that they might have that more abundantly. And not just life here and now, John 3:16, you know this one, many of you. In John 3:16, Jesus said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. When you die, do you know that you have this everlasting life? There's only one name under heaven that gives you that. It's the name of Jesus Christ. I am the way, the truth, and the life. A British Bible teacher by the name of J. Sidlow Baxter, he said this. He said, fundamentally, our Lord's message, speaking of Jesus, was of himself. He did not come merely to preach the gospel. He himself is the gospel. The word gospel means good news. He did not come merely to give bread. He said, I am the bread. He did not come merely to shed light. He said, I am the light. He did not come merely to point the way. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but by me. I think it's true. Jesus, he's not just one who's pointing the way or helping you find your way. He is the way. This is so great about Jesus. You just got to get on board with Jesus Christ, and he takes care of the rest. Everything that you need is found in Jesus Christ. Well, we've got I am the bread of life, the light of the world, the door, the good shepherd, the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and life. And there's one more that Jesus claimed, and this is a powerful one. Jesus said this in John 15:5. He said, I am the vine, and you are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. And without me, you can do how much? Nothing. I am the vine and you are the branches. You see, this is the most important part of the vine part. The branch must draw its life from the vine. That's the way it works. A branch that is disconnected from the vine will wither away and die. And this is the sad part. So many people are trying to live their lives and they feel like they're dying and they're feeling like their life is a dry and a drought and death. But I want to tell you, when you're connected to the vine and if you abide in the vine, you find life that comes through Jesus Christ. It was Jesus who talked about this, but how do you become disconnected from the vine? Well, there's one word. It's the word the Bible calls sin. Isaiah chapter 59, verses 1 and 2 says, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither is his ear heavy or deaf that he cannot hear, but it's your iniquities that have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. It's our sin that snips us off of the life of the vine. You say, well, Brett, that's a problem. I've sinned. Guess what? We can all tell you tonight, we're all sinners. We've all fallen short. We all have that same problem. We're disconnected from God because of sin. But good news. The Bible tells us in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, it says, if we confess our sins, he, that is the Lord, is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This is what the Lord does. You may know that to be true when you were a younger person, you believed in Jesus and you walked with Jesus, but maybe it was your sin. As your life went along, you just started ramping up your sin and your sin separated you from the love of the Lord and you feel like your life is dry. Maybe you're a backslidden Christian. Maybe you're a person who's been walking in darkness and you recognize this. You say, Brett, I know all this stuff, but why am I in darkness? Why do I feel death? And why do I feel like I'm disconnected? It's because of sin. But good news, Jesus is the answer to sin. In fact, it's been said that man's greatest need is God's greatest deed. Man's greatest need is we were wrapped up in sin, and so what is the punishment for sin? Well, the Bible tells us this in Romans. Romans chapter 6, verse 23, it says this, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 5, 8 says that God shows his love for us and that while we were yet in sin, Christ died for us. That's the whole thing about the cross. Why did Jesus come and die on a cross? Why did God become a man and then die on the cross for the sins of the world? Here's the answer. He took the cross, the penalty for you, substitutionarily. So no matter how bad you are, no matter how far away from Jesus you are, Jesus said, man, I will take all your sin and I will bear that on the cross That's what Jesus was doing. You say, Brett, some guy could have come and died on a cross and said that, but how do we even know that's true? I'll tell you, it's pretty simple if you look at history. You see, Jesus, before he died on the cross, those that were cynical, they said, Jesus, if you really are who you claim to be, show us a sign, they said to Jesus, and prove you are who you claim to be, God in the flesh. And Jesus said, this is the one sign I will show you. If you destroy this body, in 3 days, I will raise it up from the dead. And man, they took him up on that. They took Jesus, crucified him on the cross, nailed him to the wood of the tree, and there he was dead and buried in the tomb. But 3 days later, Jesus rose from the grave. How do we know that even happened? It's because all the people that knew Jesus and that were following Jesus, they were saddened by his death, but suddenly more than 500 of the people that followed Christ saw Jesus had risen from the grave. And if Jesus didn't rise from the grave, Christianity would have died back then, right there. Nobody would have followed a buried guy who said he would raise from the dead. But when Jesus rose from the grave, one of the most provable facts of history, that's why Christianity took off in the world like wildfire, because it wasn't a buried Jesus, it was a resurrected Jesus. And those Christians of that time said, we saw him. We saw him with our own eyes. And when you accept Jesus Christ, not only do you believe that, but you start to realize that Jesus is alive. That's why tonight you sense the power of the Lord in this place, because we worship a living Jesus, a risen Jesus, and he's come through for us. We've never been saddened or doubtful because we realize that Christ is in fact the Savior of the world. Well, Brett, how do I accept Christ? Do I have to go to church or carry a Bible or be a weirdo? Nope. That's not what makes you a Christian. It's not what saves you. That's not what gets you to heaven. What is it that gets you to heaven? The Bible's clear on this one. It's called salvation. And the Bible tells it like this. In fact, I love Romans chapter 10, verse 9 through 11. It says this, that if thou shalt, this is you, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart, man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made to salvation. There's two things, two components to this. Number one, you gotta confess with your mouth. Why? Because, you know, when we speak something with our mouth, it's us admitting that, man, this is something I need. It's you making it real, saying, I need to be saved. So if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and number two, shall believe in your heart. You gotta believe, it's called faith. And when you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, and what are we supposed to confess and believe? Well, it tells us right here that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. If you believe that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. I love the simplicity of this. For with the heart man believes to righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. Now here's the next verse. I've saved it to add on because I love this verse. The next verse, verse 11 says, for the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. I love this word. This is one of my new favorite Bible words, whosoever. Why do I like the word whosoever? Because it's all encompassing. It's every single person that's ever been on the planet with a pulse. That means anyone in this Moda Center is a person that's called a whosoever. And what does it say? Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Yes. I mentioned that last night, that poor couple that went viral that was there at the Coldplay concert. This poor couple, they're having the time of their life. You see joy on their face. And then Coldplay says, let's do the kiss cam. And all of a sudden, whoosh, and there they are. You see horror on their face. It goes from joy to horror, and they dive for cover. And sadly, you know, it was kind of funny at first, but sadly, it was such a sad thing. We saw them go from bliss to total and absolute shame, and their lives are ruined. Their children's lives are probably gonna be harder now because of that. But I also realize we're all in that same situation. We will all stand before God, and the Bible says everything we've done, all of our sins are gonna be wide open before the Lord and before the whole cosmos. So when we laugh at them, we should be careful because we might be standing in that same place. How do you keep from being ashamed like that before God? Well, this verse tells us, confess with your mouth, believe in your heart the Lord Jesus, and God raised him from the grave. And it says there in verse 11, for the scripture says, whosoever, whether it's you or me or the couple at the Coldplay concert, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. When you accept Christ, he takes away our sin and our shame and makes us clean and brand new. This is what Jesus does. Whosoever, I love the word. It's that same verse we just said, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, it's wide open. Whosoever believeth in me will not perish but have everlasting life. This is the whosoever I'm talking about. And my challenge tonight is if you are a whosoever here tonight and you know you're a sinner, but you know you're not connected to Christ, how can you do that? Confession with the mouth and belief in the heart. In just a minute, I'm gonna ask for you to make a decision. I'm gonna ask for you to come and make a huge, bold declaration. Say, I know I'm a sinner. It's called repentance. When you repent, you're saying, I acknowledge my sin before you, God. And then when you repent, you realize, man, I'm a sinner, and you know you need salvation. And so what I'd like to do is I'm gonna pray with whoever wants to, whosoever wants to confess with their mouth and believe in their heart, I'd like to lead you in that confession. But I'm gonna ask you to be bold. You know, there's another whosoever in the Bible. Matthew 10 verse 32 says, whosoever, Jesus said, therefore shall confess me before men, I will confess also before my Father, which is in heaven. There's something about a person that says, I'm gonna get up in front of the group and I don't care what anybody thinks. Some of you might be afraid to get up out of your seat and come down and say, I wanna be saved, I wanna be forgiven of my sin. But I wanna tell you, we saw lives change last night. We saw people with that heavy weight of sin lifted off their shoulders. We saw people go out of the motor center changed and transformed last night. And I know that God wants to do that tonight as well. And so I'm gonna ask you to, if that's you, if you're saying, Pastor Brett, I hear what you're saying and I see what the Bible says, that I'm the whosoever and I've tried to find satisfaction. I've found the false lights. I've run into the ditches. Or maybe you thought you're a pretty good person. But the more you really think about it, you realize the Bible is right. We've all sinned. We all fall short. We all need that salvation. If that's you tonight, I wanna give you an opportunity to make that bold declaration of faith. We wanna help you just make this a life-changing moment. I can't think of a better time than now. You don't know what's gonna happen tomorrow. You may not ever have as big, wide open door as right now. This is the biggest, widest open door maybe in your life to accept and believe and follow Jesus Christ. Don't let that go by. Take advantage of this moment. Come to the cross, come to Jesus. Jesus died on the cross. And as you come to the cross, as you come into the light, you'll leave darkness into his marvelous light. But Brett, you don't know. You don't know how bad I really am. Jesus, can he even forgive a person like me? Well, the Bible says there's no sin that Jesus isn't able to forgive. The only thing you need to watch out for is rejecting Jesus Christ. But once you repent of your sin, no matter how far you've gone, the Bible says that Christ has the power to forgive sin. And it's because when he died on the cross, he shed his innocent blood for you. That's why the Bible talks about the blood of Jesus Christ. It's the thing that we refer to that kind of talks about the cleansing agent. And there's nothing more powerful than the blood of Jesus Christ. Will remember your sins, your friends will remember your sins, but the Bible says that Jesus is so powerful that he not only forgives you of your sins, but he forgets them. He puts them as far as the east is from the west, and he says, I will remember your sins no more. Don't miss this opportunity. Come down. Does coming down to the floor make you a Christian? No. No. But making this public declaration of your faith in Christ, this is going to be a life-changing moment for you. And what actually is the power here is not coming forward. It's what Jesus already did on the cross to save you. Don't miss this up. Come on down. Keep coming. Keep coming. What I'm going to do is I'm going to pray that prayer of faith. I love this. This is one of my favorite things to do is to stand with someone who's saying, I want to accept Christ. I want to receive him as my Savior. Some of you might say, Brett, I became a Christian years ago, but I wasn't really sure that I really made that commitment, and I feel like a sinner. Well, maybe you did, maybe you didn't, I don't know. But you know what's great about this is anyone that's here, if you feel distant from the Lord, you're just one quick confession away. The same confession really works in a way to just rededicate your life to Christ. And you can do that with us right where you are. So let's do this. I'm gonna pray this prayer. It really comes from Romans chapter 10, verse 9, saying, what do? Confess with your mouth and believe in your heart the Lord Jesus, that God raised him from the dead. Let's pray that together. I want you to pray it out loud with me right now. And let's do this. Let's pray together. Dear Father, I recognize I'm a sinner. But I thank you that you forgive me of my sins. I believe in your son, Jesus, that he died on the cross for my sins, and that he rose up from the grave, and that I'm forgiven. Help me to walk with you. Thank you for saving me. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. 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 Yes. Amen. And welcome to the family of God. You're in. He loves you. And he forgives you. Man, this is so cool. All right. God bless you guys. God bless you guys. It's awesome.
You've been listening to the moment of celebration at the conclusion of the PDX Crusade with Pastor Brett Metter on Today's Word. Pastor Brett, listening to all those people praying to accept Jesus, what can you tell us after seeing such a moving moment of the Lord at Portland's Moda Center last month?
Well, you know, I'm not a real teary-eyed kind of person. I wished I was more in some ways. I've been told by friends I'm as sensitive as a brick. but man, I had to fight back the tears. You know, there's something about that moment. You see the expressions on people's faces. You see a little child come down by himself, and then only to see his mom and dad follow with tears in their eyes. You see the security guards at the Moda Center praying to accept Christ. You see just a radical, you know, touching of the heart. And it's hard to even quantify what you just sense the Lord is actually doing in lives. And just the reality of the moment, you kind of have to be there. We can talk about the numbers and some of those things, which is, I think, fun, but you kind of had to see it, and it's hard to even articulate what the Lord was doing in lives personally.
Mm-hmm. Well, Pastor Brett, it is very possible that we're talking to someone right now who tuned in and heard you pray that prayer of commitment to Jesus Christ from last month's PDX Crusade, and they prayed along with you to accept Jesus just now. Pastor Brett, what would you say to that person?
I would encourage that person that confession of faith, you didn't need to be at a crusade. You didn't have to come forward. That's not what saves you. Although the crusade was fun and it's nice for a person to be able to get up and express their faith. But if you prayed that prayer, like Romans 10, 9 and 10, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart the Lord Jesus, that God raised him from the dead, it says you will be saved. So you can know that your sins are forgiven and that you are saved by the grace of God through faith. That expression you just uttered, and we'd love to hear from you. If you prayed that prayer, go to todayswordradio.com and there's a link there. Click I'm a new believer, and we'd love to hear from you, and it'd be a blessing to know you're out there.
Yeah, thank you, Brett. And once again, if you did pray that prayer of salvation with Pastor Brett today, you can go to todayswordradio.com and click on the link I'm a new believer. You can also share your story at todayswordradio.com and click the link PDX Crusade. Well, we're so glad you joined us today for this special broadcast. Next time on Today's Word, Pastor Brett Metter will jump back into the Gospel of John as we'll hear some of the words of Jesus from the cross. Today's Word with Pastor Brett Metter is an outreach of Athey Creek Church in West Lynn, Oregon.